Bruce McAvaney calling it quits.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad. In fact, he's done 4 decades of commentary, and he's synonymous with the game, synonymous with Dennis Cometti. Cometti stood down, and then it was only a matter of time, I suppose, till Bruce thought, you know what, I'm 67, I'll probably give it away. He's still going to do the Olympics, and he's still going to do horse racing, because that's not quite as complicated or as long-winded. But I have got some information about him. We're 16 days away from the season starting, okay? So 16 days, so Thursday, 2 weeks, is the first game. So that's Carlton versus Richmond at the MCG. And there's a big push, actually, for Bruce to call that game, to come back and just do one game as a big send-off, because he hasn't had a send-off.
Oh, yeah.
And I reckon they should get Cometti with him. Bring back the great man as well.
Oh,
special guest. How good would that be?
Cometti's listening right now going, oh, come on, guys, give me a break.
Like Spock and Captain Kirk getting back together or something.
One more
like
time.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid go for one more time. So, but I love Bruce. I don't know about you guys. Do you absolutely love Bruce?
Oh, he's a sweet man. Every time we've spoken to him, he's been lovely.
And so excitable. He's almost effeminately excitable, but in a really, you know, he's such a dag. Did you see that vision of him dancing when they did the racing ad? Did you see that? The way he was dancing? He's such a dag. But he doesn't care. And he's so helpful to everyone. Any kid coming through, he'll go out of his way to talk to them. He arranged a limousine home for one of the guys that had come to the station who didn't have a way of getting home. There's legendary stories about just how generous he is with his time.
Yes.
And he loves Cyril Rioli. He loves saying it's special. Oh, that was so special.
Clever
buddy. And he always talks rhetorically too, so you never have to answer him. It's brilliant. You know, he goes, isn't it? Yes, it is, Bruce. You're right.
And, you know, that's it's the sound, isn't it? Like, much like when the great Richie Beno left cricket. You know, Dennis's voice and Bruce's voice, that commentary, that just seems part of the game.
Synonymous. We were just talking to the producers out there. I don't think there'll be a pair like that ever again. I don't reckon there's that sort of level of ability, that commitment, that professionalism, and even just that sort of class.
Pete and Matt have been giving it a crack, but I don't know.
We need someone to replace him. So the three contenders to replace Bruce on Friday night, which is prime time, that's the key time. So there's James Brayshaw, who's Andrew's uncle, of course, from the Dockers. Hamish McLaughlin, who's Gil's brother, the CEO's brother, so he's got to be a chance, doesn't he? And Luke Darcy. And it feels like James Brayshaw will get the gig next to Brian Taylor on a Friday night. But it's not the same as Bruce and Dennis, I know.
It's just, the great thing about Bruce and Dennis is that they brought a level of broadcasting that was away from the sort of blokes club.
Exactly.
And that's what
clever.
I enjoyed.
It was half clever too as well, especially with Dennis with his phrases. But I'll tell you a funny story about those two. They had a pact. Because they travelled so much and spent so much time together, they had a pact that if they saw each other in an airport, they didn't have to speak to each other. So in the airport lounges, they didn't even have to acknowledge each other. That was their pact between themselves. So
we've got a similar pact outside of the studio as soon as we turn the mics off at 9 a.m.
Right, see ya. Don't see you till you come back in. We have got a bit of audio, haven't we, Petey?
Yes, we do.
Chuck it in here. This was Bruce. He was on a kids show with, you know, those Muppet type.
Like Sesame Street or something.
They were interviewing, of course, and he went along with it. And they said to him, can you commentate your life, Mr. McAvaney? And he started when he was a baby and all that sort of stuff and getting bullied as a kid. And he picks it up here when he was just about to go to school.
Take a listen.
Turns 11, hits a cricket ball, then starts to play a bit of footy, wants to be a broadcaster, goes to school, doesn't do particularly well, goes to the public service, travelling very badly, given a crack with a whip, gets into radio, starting to move along now, TV, radio TV, starts to call footy, goes to the Olympics, the footy, the racing, the Melbourne Cup, here's Carl Lewis with a flashing run.
Here's Carl Lewis.
He's extraordinary, isn't he?
He absolutely loves
certainly be missed.